A Berkshire County group that represents the region's businesses is celebrating local economic leaders Thursday night. Jonathan Butler is the president and CEO of One Berkshire, which he describes as the county's, quote, lead economic development and business organization.
We have about 1,000 different members throughout the Berkshires, and we are involved in a whole bunch of different initiatives.
Thursday night is its 8th annual Celebrate the Berkshires Gala, where One Berkshire will give out two sets of awards. The first are the Trendsetter Awards.
The Trendsetters recognize, you know, individual and organizational excellence across a number of different categories.
The seven categories range from Under 40 Changemaker to Visionary of the Year.
The Trendsetter finalists are everywhere from individual entrepreneurs and small business owners up to medium-sized organizations. There's finalists from some of our largest organizations in the Berkshires. You know, it runs the full gamut from the nonprofit sector to the creative economy, you know, all the way to manufacturing and health and human services.
The other award is the Putting the Berkshires on the Map Award.
We define the award as going to an organization, project, or initiative that has left an indelible mark on the region and contributes substantially to the advancement of the public perception and overall image of the Berkshires.
Past winners include Hotel on North, Berkshire Health Systems, Tanglewood, Mass Mocha, and last year, the community of North Adams as a whole. This year's recipient is General Dynamics Mission Systems, the multinational aerospace and defense corporation that occupies four of the former buildings on the General Electric campus that dominates the eastern portion of Pittsfield.
For more than 60 years, we've been supporting the U.S. Navy submarines and surface ship programs, and we are a high-tech company that manufacture and integrate systems on both these surface ships.
Stan Cordana, a Cheshire native, has been the vice president of surface ship programs in Pittsfield for over 33 years. He says the company's steady growth over the last two decades makes the award well-deserved.
You know, back in 1997, we had about 500 employees based here in Pittsfield. To date, we're at approximately 1,400 employees.
Cordana says some of those employees represent an investment in the future.
So we have about 60 paid interns here a year. Those interns are either local or come from outside the area. And a lot of those interns receive job offers before they go back to college in their senior year and come back and work for us.
He says the company's recruitment team visits colleges within a 100-mile radius of Pittsfield.
To include a lot of the high-tech colleges that make up the type of skills that we need, such as RPI, UMass, Rochester Institute of Technology, MIT.
As well as in-county schools like the Massachusetts College of Liberal Arts in North Adams and Berkshire Community College in Pittsfield. In addition to honoring local businesses and economic development, Celebrate the Berkshires is also a coming out party for the venue that will host the event.
There was the ITAM Lodge up until December of 2017.
Eric Taylor bought and redeveloped the building into its new form, the Proprietor's Lodge. Taylor says the original building, constructed in 1970, had never been renovated in its 47 years of operation.
We've, took a vision of ours that, you know, is similar to the what we got going on at the Lake House guest cottages in Lanesboro and adapted it and kind of put a facelift on the exterior of the building and then completely renovated the interior.
The building now boasts a 300-person banquet hall, and Taylor says he plans to open a restaurant on the lower level with a view of the adjacent Pontusic Lake. Reporting from the WAMC News Berkshire Bureau at the Beacon Cinema, I'm Josh Landes.